Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Announcement today, the NFL draft will be held at the mall. There'll be over a million people there in D.C., the National Mall. So glad we got to enjoy our record attendance for 1 year or two. The draft will be in D.C. It'll be over a million next year, that announcement today. But with that, a little football today, please. Yes, David.
So we are 10 days or so after the draft, and now teams are reporting for...
Oh, my God, has Shadur been drafted?
No, they're reporting for their offseason workouts and conditioning. So let's get to some of the biggest questions still facing some of these NFL teams.
Sure.
Let's start with the Arizona Cardinals. Yes, they brought in Josh Sweat. They drafted Walter Nolan. But the biggest question to them is Kyler Murray capable of the big leap necessary to win?
I would answer that with a question. Are they ever going to get serious about putting a great offensive line in front of them?
Yeah, it's almost like they became enamored with him and his scrambling ability and said, oh, this is fun football. Let's see him run for his life again. Or you can just protect him. And I'm assuming he's gotten serious about learning the playbook. So now, yes, if you protect him, David, he has to, or else this whole thing falls apart because it's kind of what we talked about on Friday. If you don't have a quarterback, all the other things don't fall into place.
Let's stay in the NFC. Let's move over to the Chicago Bears. Yes, they did a lot this offseason to, I guess, solidify their offensive line, give them a better chance on the offensive line. But the biggest question would be, can Caleb and Ben Johnson work together?
Yeah. I mean, if he can work with Jared Goff, you don't think he can work with Caleb Williams? Come on, man.
That's actually what I was going to say. Now, the question is how quickly, because it took about 7 games before it finally clicked here in Detroit. When he became the offensive coordinator, it started off, was it 1-6, and then things took off. How long does it take that offense, because they have really invested in it, and, you know, after all the Caleb slander, you go back and you look, and you're like, he didn't have a bad year. He just had an idiot coach. So I think absolutely it's going to work, David. It's just how quickly will the offense look like kind of what you saw here in Detroit.
Move over to the NFC East, and let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys. They brought in and drafted Tyler Booker, who they're calling the Jalen Carter stopper, or whatever they're calling him.
You
or whatever.
Be careful with that.
I know. The question, though, is,
well, he's just a nose tackle.
Is, does Dak Prescott have enough weapons around him?
No. The running game's been neutered. The offensive line, look, Booker's going to help, clearly. You lose Zach Martin, you replace him with Booker. They still don't have the weapons necessary. I'll say no.
I think that it's possible, David. It just really depends on how healthy Dak is going to be when he comes back from this injury. But it wasn't that long ago. Dak was putting up some big numbers. Like 2 years ago, before the injury, he finished second in the MVP voting. So, yes, if you get him protection, I think that he could get it done. And I think he's the type of quarterback that can kind of take a nobody and turn a nobody into somebody.
Let's move over to the NFC West. We got a couple teams there. Let's start here with the Rams. It was just announced that he finally finalized his new deal, so he has $84 million over the next 2 years. But the biggest question for them is, can Matthew Stafford stay healthy this season?
I mean, can any quarterback stay healthy?
But he's 38.
Yeah, but he's a warrior. I mean, if he's on two legs, he'll play. I think the Rams are going to win the division. So I'll say yes.
Yeah, it's funny, but yeah, he really doesn't. I mean, he gets injured, but it's not enough that he has to actually sit out. And just when I thought the Rams were dead, they went out last year and had that great draft and brought in the defensive players. And now, I mean, they became a threat again. I thought that in the NFC West, you could kind of write them off as, well, there's two games you could win. No, they're going to be here for a while. They're going to be a problem. And Stafford, unless I think his leg just comes off, he's going to go out in that field and play.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And another team in the West is the San Francisco 49ers. It's basically the same question for them. It's about health. Christian McCaffrey coming off an injury. George Kittle, old, was banged up a lot last season. Can they stay healthy to come back to form?
No, trash won't make playoffs. F them.
Okay.
There's my full stop answer.
There you go. Yes, David, I think that they will. Kind of like the way the injuries piled up for the Lions on the defense, where it just kind of got ridiculous after a while. Like, come on. Yeah, another one, that was them. I don't see everybody getting injured the way that they did last year. The biggest mistake was bringing McCaffrey back. They should have just sat him down for the entire year. I disagree with Mike. I think that they will be back. I think they will be a playoff team.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, because according to the strength of schedule coming up for this season, they have the easiest
schedule. They got the last place schedule.
They have the easiest schedule coming up. So Privileged will be right back in its place.
Privileged? They won six games last year. How is that privileged? You know what? We need to define what privileged is. Winning six games is not privileged.
Okay, let's move over to the Commanders here. They brought in veterans. They brought in Laremy Tunsil. They brought in Deebo Samuel. So are these veterans enough to take them over the top, meaning winning the NFC?
I think the moves for the offensive line, yes. I still think the defense leaves a lot to be desired. I mean, winning the NFC and getting to a Super Bowl, or winning the East?
Winning the NFC. I'm just going from what they did in the playoffs last year.
I'm not
year.
Ready to go there.
I mean, they may do the East, because for some reason, nobody repeats as champion in the East. That's a weird thing. That's not me. Look it up, folks. So maybe they have enough, and maybe Daniels is that talented. I agree with Mike. Your defense, maybe a move where you need somebody that you drafted to really step up and become that surprise guy, the way that Daniels was that rookie. Maybe they drafted somebody that can help them get to that next spot. I do think that, yeah, you improved your offensive line, and that's a major investment in your quarterback.
And one team I want to focus on here in the AFC, just for a quick moment, is the Baltimore Ravens. And yes, we talk about Lamar Jackson. He needs to take that step and win those big games in the playoffs. But their pass defense was ranked pretty much last. They defended the pass horribly last year, and they brought in Mike Green. They brought in Malachi Starks. Was that enough to fix that side of their defense?
No, I'm not going to put that on two rookies. I think it helps having Starks in playing center field while Kyle Hamilton drops down into the box. But Mike Green is a rookie edge. I mean, if he came in and had six sacks, you'd view it as a success. Yeah. I'm going to say no.
No, just those two being the saviors, I hate to agree.
That's pretty much all they've pretty much improved on defensively.
Yeah, they may have to go out and get one of these guys that's still out there.
They need a new quarterback. You two can just say it at any time.
They don't need a new quarterback. If the tight end catches the ball, they move on.
You don't maybe, throw two picks in a fumble?
Maybe they go after Za'Darius Smith. I don't know.
Oh, that'll do it.
Add bodies.
It worked here. Look, Lamar sucks in the playoffs. We can all just say it. It's okay.
He did not suck. Tight end dropped a pass.
Two turnovers. And he didn't throw the ball in a good area.
I'm sorry.
He didn't throw the ball in a good area.
You're an NFL player. Did it hit you in the hands?
Wasn't a great ball.
Did it hit you in the hands?
He had to turn around for it.
All I wanted to do was focus on the defense. But the question is always going to come back to Lamar Jackson.
It's always going to.
Just,
you have to own it at this point, guys. I'm sorry. You Lamar sponge bathers.
So Lamar, he's bad. You toss Josh Allen, toss everybody in that mix.
I'm Mike Singletary when it comes to Lamar. Can't win with him. Can't do it.
What about the Josh Allens of the world?
Can't win with him.
Josh Allen later on in the show. That is In Football Today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like
we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.